Now, at that time, when they drew near Jerusalem and came to Bethphage at the Mount of Olives, then Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, Go into the village opposite you, and immediately you will find a donkey tied and a colt with her. Loose them and bring them to me. And if anyone says anything to you, you shall say, The Lord has need of them. And immediately he will send them. All this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophet, saying, Tell the daughter of Zion, Behold, your king is coming to you, lowly and sitting on a donkey, a colt, the foal of a donkey. So the disciples went and did as Jesus commanded them. They brought the donkey and the colt, and laid their clothes on them, and set him on them. And a very great multitude spread their clothes on the road. Others cut down branches from the trees and spread them on the road. Then the multitudes who went before and those who followed cried out, saying, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise be to thee, O Christ.
A reading from the Epistle of Blessed Paul the Apostle to the church in Philippi. Brethren, let this mind be in you, which also was in Christ Jesus, who, being in the form of God, did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bondservant, and coming in the likeness of men. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. Therefore God also has highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of those in heaven and of those on earth and of those under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
You hold me by your right hand. You will guide me with your counsel, and afterward receive me to glory. Truly God is good to Israel, to such as are pure in heart. But as for me, my feet had almost stumbled. My steps had nearly slipped, for I was envious of the boastful when I saw the prosperity of the wicked. My God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from helping me and from the words of my groaning? O my God, I cry in the daytime, but you do not hear, and in the night season, and am not silent, but you are holy, enthroned on the praises of Israel. Our fathers trusted in you. They trusted and you delivered them. They cried to you and were delivered. They trusted in you and were not ashamed. But I am a worm and no man, a reproach of men and despised by the people. All those who see me ridicule me. They shoot from the lip, they shake the head, saying, "He trusted in the Lord, let him rescue him. Let him deliver him, since he delights in him." They look and stare at me. They divide my garments among them, and for my clothing they cast lots. Save me from the lion's mouth and from the horns of the wild oxen. You who fear the Lord, praise him. All you descendants of Jacob, glorify him. It will be recounted of the Lord to the next generation. They will come and declare his righteousness to a people who will be born, that he has done this.
The Passion of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Saint Matthew.
At that time, Jesus came with them to a place called Gethsemane, and said to the disciples,
"Sit here while I go and pray over there."
And he took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, and he began to be sorrowful and deeply distressed. Then he said to them,
"My soul is exceedingly sorrowful, even to death. Stay here and watch with me."
He went a little farther and fell on his face and prayed, saying,
"O my Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will."
Then he came to the disciples and found them sleeping, and said to Peter,
"What? Could you not watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray, lest you enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak."
Again, a second time, he went away and prayed, saying,
"O my Father, if this cup cannot pass away from me unless I drink it, your will be done."
And he came and found them asleep again, for their eyes were very heavy. So he left them, went away again, and prayed the third time, saying the same words. Then he came to his disciples and said to them,
"Are you still sleeping and resting? Behold, the hour is at hand, and the Son of Man is being betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us be going. See, my betrayer is at hand."
And while he was still speaking, behold, Judas, one of the 12, with a great multitude, with swords and clubs, came from the chief priests and elders of the people. Now his betrayer had given them a sign, saying,
"Whomever I kiss, he is the one. Seize him."
Immediately he went up to Jesus and said,
"Greetings, Rabbi,"
and kissed him. But Jesus said to him,
"Friend, why have you come?"
Then they came and laid hands on Jesus and took him. And suddenly one of those who were with Jesus stretched out his hand and drew his sword, struck the servant of the high priest, and cut off his ear. But Jesus said to him,
"Put your sword in its place. For all who take the sword will perish by the sword. Or do you think that I cannot now pray to my Father, and he will provide me with more than 12 legions of angels? How then could the scriptures be fulfilled that it must happen thus?"
In that hour Jesus said to the multitudes,
"Have you come out as against a robber, with swords and clubs to take me? I sat daily with you teaching in the temple, and you did not seize me. But all this was done that the scriptures of the prophets might be fulfilled.
Then all the disciples forsook him and fled. And those who had laid hold of Jesus led him away to Caiaphas, the high priest, where the scribes and the elders were assembled. But Peter followed him at a distance to the high priest's courtyard. And he went in and sat with the servants to see the end. Now the chief priests, the elders, and all the council sought false testimony against Jesus to put him to death, but found none. Even though many false witnesses came forward, they found none. But at last two false witnesses came forward and said,
"This fellow said, 'I am able to destroy the temple of God and to build it in 3 days.'"
And the high priest arose and said to him,
"Do you answer nothing? What is it these men testify against you?"
But Jesus kept silent. And the high priest answered and said to him,
"I put you under oath by the living God. Tell us if you are the Christ, the Son of God."
Jesus said to him,
"It is as you said. Nevertheless, I say to you, hereafter you will see the Son of Man sitting at the right hand of the power and coming on the clouds of heaven."
Then the high priest tore his clothes, saying,
"He has spoken blasphemy. What further need do we have of witnesses? Look, now you have heard his blasphemy. What do you think?"
They answered and said,
"He is deserving of death."
Then they spat in his face and beat him, and others struck him with the palms of their hands, saying,
"Prophesy to us, Christ. Who is the one who struck you?"
Now Peter sat outside in the courtyard, and a servant girl came to him, saying,
"You also were with Jesus of Galilee."
But he denied it before them all, saying,
"I do not know what you are saying."
And when he had gone out to the gateway, another girl saw him and said to those who were there,
"This fellow also was with Jesus of Nazareth."
But again he denied with an oath,
"I do not know the man."
And a little later, those who stood by came up and said to Peter,
"Surely you also are one of them, for your speech betrays you."
Then he began to curse and swear, saying,
"I do not know the man."
Immediately a rooster crowed. And Peter remembered the word of Jesus, who had said to him,
"Before the rooster crows, you will deny me 3 times."
So he went out and wept bitterly. When morning came, all the chief priests and elders of the people plotted against Jesus to put him to death. And when they had bound him, they led him away and delivered him to Pontius Pilate, the governor. Then Judas, his betrayer, seeing that he had been condemned, was remorseful and brought back the 30 pieces of silver to the chief priests and elders, saying,
"I have sinned by betraying innocent blood."
And they said,
"What is that to us? You see to it."
Then he threw down the pieces of silver in the temple and departed, and went and hanged himself. But the chief priests took the silver pieces and said,
"It is not lawful to put them into the treasury, because they are the price of blood."
And they consulted together and bought with them the potter's field to bury strangers in. Therefore, that field has been called the field of blood to this day. Then was fulfilled what was spoken by Jeremiah the prophet, saying,
"And they took the 30 pieces of silver, the value of him who was priced, whom they of the children of Israel priced, and gave them for the potter's field, as the Lord directed me."
Now Jesus stood before the governor, and the governor asked him, saying,
"Are you the king of the Jews?"
Jesus said to him,
"It is as you say."
And while he was being accused by the chief priests and elders, he answered nothing. Then Pilate said to him,
"Do you not hear how many things they testify against you?"
But he answered him not one word, so that the governor marveled greatly. Now at the feast, the governor was accustomed to releasing to the multitude one prisoner whom they wished. And at that time they had a notorious prisoner named Barabbas. Therefore, when they had gathered together, Pilate said to them,
"Whom do you want me to release to you, Barabbas or Jesus, who is called Christ?"
For he knew that they had handed him over because of envy. While he was sitting on the judgment seat, his wife said to him, saying,
"Have nothing to do with that just man, for I have suffered many things today in a dream because of him."
But the chief priests and elders persuaded the multitudes that they should ask for Barabbas and destroy Jesus. The governor answered and said to them,
"Which of the two do you want me to release to you?"
They said,
"Barabbas."
Pilate said to them,
"What then shall I do with Jesus, who is called Christ?"
They all said to him,
"Let him be crucified."
Then the governor said,
"Why? What evil has he done?"
But they cried out all the more, saying,
"Let him be crucified."
When Pilate saw that he could not prevail at all, but rather that a tumult was rising, he took water and washed his hands before the multitude, saying,
"I am innocent of the blood of this just person. You see to it."
And all the people answered and said,
"His blood be on us and on our children."
Then he released Barabbas to them. And when he had scourged Jesus, he delivered him to be crucified. Then the soldiers of the governor took Jesus into the praetorium and gathered the whole garrison around him. And they stripped him and put a scarlet robe on him. When they had twisted a crown of thorns, they put it on his head and a reed in his right hand. And they bowed the knee before him and mocked him, saying,
"Hail, King of the Jews."
Then they spat on him and took the reed and struck him on the head. And when they had mocked him, they took the robe off him, put his own clothes on him, and led him away to be crucified. Now as they came out, they found a man of Cyrene, Simon by name. Him they compelled to bear his cross. And when they had come to a place called Golgotha, that is to say, place of a skull, they gave him sour wine mingled with gall to drink. But when he had tasted it, he would not drink. Then they crucified him and divided his garments, casting lots, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet,
"They divided my garments among them, and for my clothing they cast lots."
Sitting down, they kept watch over him there. And they put up over his head the accusation written against him, "This is Jesus, the King of the Jews." Then two robbers were crucified with him, one on the right and another on the left. And those who passed by blasphemed him, wagging their heads and saying,
"You who would destroy the temple and build it in 3 days, save yourself. If you are the Son of God, come down from the cross."
Likewise, the chief priests also, mocking with the scribes and elders, said,
"He saved others, himself he cannot save. If he is the King of Israel, let him now come down from the cross, and we will believe him. He trusted in God, let him deliver him now if he will have him. For he said, 'I am the Son of God.'"
Even the robbers who were crucified with him reviled him with the same thing. Now from the sixth hour until the ninth hour, there was darkness over all the land. And about the ninth hour, Jesus cried out with a loud voice, saying,
"Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani?"
That is,
my God, why have you forsaken me?"
Some of those who stood there, when they heard that, said,
"This man is calling for Elijah."
Immediately, one of them ran and took a sponge, filled it with sour wine, and put it on a reed, and offered it to him to drink. The rest said,
"Let him alone. Let us see if Elijah will come to save him."
And Jesus cried out again with a loud voice and yielded up his spirit. Then, behold, the veil of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. And the earth quaked, and the rocks were split, and the graves were opened, and many bodies of the saints who had fallen asleep were raised. And coming out of the graves after his resurrection, they went into the holy city and appeared to many. So when the centurion and those with him, who were guarding Jesus, saw the earthquake and the things that had happened, they feared greatly, saying,
"Truly, this was the Son of God."
And many women who followed Jesus from Galilee, ministering to him, were there looking on from afar, among whom were Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James and Joseph, and the mother of Zebedee's sons. Now when evening had come, there came a rich man from Arimathea named Joseph, who himself had also become a disciple of Jesus. This man went to Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus. Then Pilate commanded the body to be given to him. When Joseph had taken the body, he wrapped it in a clean linen cloth and laid it in his new tomb, which he had hewn out of the rock. And he rolled a large stone against the door of the tomb and departed.
In the name of Jesus, amen. Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Colt and donkey bear him in. Zion's daughter rejoices at the entry of her king. No armies flank him, no prophet leads him, no priest goes before him, as was the tradition of Israel. This one alone, the one to whom they shout, "Hosanna, save now," he alone is prophet, priest, and king. And still he comes lowly, fulfilling the promise that God made through the prophet Zechariah a half a millennium before. The hope of the ages enters the holy city. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. They render their vestments to cover the donkey and the colt, and they strew his way with palms. They go before him and behind him, proclaiming him to be David's promised son, the one who comes in the Lord's name to save Israel. And yet, a strange king this. He rides into a city that is not his. He teaches the people to pay taxes to another. The palace before him in the city of peace is not empty, the throne already occupied. As it was in Bethlehem, so now it is in Jerusalem. There is no room for him. Those who cry out around him obey a different king, and the rulers of the people seek to take his life. They want no part of this king nor of his kingdom. They rebuke him and they revile him, and although he silences them, they still murmur against him. Soon their grumblings will be shouts, and soon Hosanna will be crucified. And yet he rides in. He does not hesitate. He does not turn back. He knows well what is before him. The Blessed One will be cursed. The one mounted on the cloaks of others will be stripped of his own tunic. He will teach and preach, and yet soon he will be silent. The fig tree he cursed would not be the most cursed of trees. He is anointed in Bethany, prepared for his burial while he yet lives. You see, that is why he came. He came to die. He gives his body and blood to the 12, and singing a hymn, he goes to the Mount of Olives. And there the crushing weight of the sins of the world and the holy law would be his press at Gethsemane, his soul overwhelmed, his sweat, blood. And it is yours this day to hear once again the account of his holy passion. But you hear those words not as an innocent bystander. Faith knows that what he does for you. the sins that wrought that horrible condemnation, what he suffers is for your sins. The life being so painfully poured out should rightly be your life. The agony he endures ought to be yours. Because it is not only Peter who has denied him. With every sin that you have committed, you too have said, "I do not know the man." With the crowds that cried out on the hilltop, you too have desired a different king, a worldly king that grants temporal gifts as much as his subjects ask. By hiding your faith, by failing to pray, by hesitating to confess him to others, by turning to fleshly and worldly things instead of turning to him, by withholding your offerings from him and yet paying taxes to a fallen worldly king, you have betrayed him. By your sins with Pilate, you have judged it expedient to distance yourself from this strange king. But in his great love for you, in his boundless mercy, he does not distance himself from you. That you be his own, that you be torn from the secular and temporal allegiances of this perverse world, he interceded for you with God, the same God from whom your first father was banished. He drew nigh unto you by taking on your flesh, by becoming man, to pay the great debt of your transgressions, to settle your account with God. The cost, as you have just heard, was great. St. Matthew recounts the spitting and the slapping, the tearing of the scourge and the buffeting, the bearing of the heavy weight of his own cross. He stumbled for the many times that you have stumbled. He fell for the fall of the first man and for every man thereafter. But still he suffered his sinless hands to be pierced, and the beautiful feet that bring the gospel of peace, he suffered to be violently marred. As he sent his disciples to retrieve the colt and the donkey, he said, "The Lord has need of them." He who spoke the beasts of the earth into being had need. But truth be told, it is you who have need of him. And he filled that need. He answered your prayers by his holy passion and his precious death. For in him you are spared. In him your death is taken away. In him your sins are buried, removed for all eternity. In the Lord who died for you, you have life. For as the donkey and the colt were loosed to serve him, so on them he served you by going to the cross, that your sins be loosed from you. So behold, O true Israel, behold, O Church of Christ, your King comes to you. He is born in on word preached and read. He is born in on watery font, where the Spirit that proceeds from the Father and the Son brings you the new life that he won for you. Your King comes to you as you are given new birth, as the first creation gives way to the new creation. And he whose way was strewn with vestments, he who was stripped of his tunic, vests you with his righteousness, and he places you on the way of salvation. And behold, daughter of Zion, your King comes to you lowly, upon lowly bread and lowly wine. His holy body is placed into your mouth, and you receive your King. His precious blood shed for you is streamed into you, filling your soul with the forgiveness and the life that he won. And the cry of those Israelites, "Hosanna," is your cry as you pray, "Save now." And he answers your prayer with the Holy Eucharist. For he who entered Jerusalem on that palm-strewn road has opened the road for you to the tree of life, whose leaves are for the healing of the nations. Behold, daughter of Zion, your king is come. He went silently, uncomplaining, and he redeemed you. He finished his work. He has brought you into his kingdom. All glory, laud, and honor to thee, Redeemer King. Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.